Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about the claim about exercising on an empty stomach. Does it, in fact, burn more fat?
Yes or no?
You really want to know that?
Yes, that way I don't right have to listen to the whole thing.
No, it does not.
Ah, shocking.
Well, here's the deal. When we talk about burning more fat, I guess what we have to be clear about this. We're talking about what do we use for substrate? What is the...
Exactly. I just asked my wife that the other day.
What is the actual thing that we're using for fuel? Now, we know that fat is a great fuel to utilize because what does it do? When we burn fat, we use lots of ATP, get lots of energy from it, and we don't use a lot of carbohydrate at the same time. So we kind of spare the amount of carbohydrate that we use. But here's the interesting thing. This comes from research that was published in the Strength and Conditioning Journal, and they concluded that the body burns roughly the same amount of fat regardless of whether you eat before workout or if you have a meal. But you're likely to lose more muscle by exercising in a depleted state, the report found, and without fuel to aid the workout. Exercise intensity and overall calorie burn will also be reduced, I guess, because you can't go as far and you can't exercise as intense. So what they did is they looked at the study based upon cyclists when they trained after eating and when they trained while fasting. And when they trained with nothing in their stomachs, about 10% of the calories they burned came from protein, including lost muscle, the researchers wrote as well. Bottom line is the main thing, have a little bit.
Eat up.
I don't like to eat before working out, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't care about burning fat.
That's right.
That's just
really
a bonus.
That's absolutely. You're right. Thank you.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is a source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Till next time, keep well.